Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in on Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Crazy in the Brain. All right, that was Crazy and the Brains right there, coming out of Jersey with King Kong. That off the first album, Let Me Go. But how the fuck are you people doing? I am pumped as shit. Florida, just a few hours away now. Few hours, kind of. More than a day. More than 24. Actually, if it was 5 years away, it would still be hours away. But not a few hours. I don't know. I guess a few means three, though. I don't know. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to Florida, and you're not. Unless you, of course, are going to Florida in that case. But, yes. Sorry to insult you so early in your morning. But, you know, sometimes it's like that. So I'm hanging out. I'm biting my nails. Biting time. I'm all packed up for Florida. We're headed to We Are the Punks 3. And, it's in West Palm Beach, Florida. Lower Class Brads, Blank 77, The Ejected, Erections, Who Killed Spiky Jacket, The Stab, Sniper 66. It's going to be a blast. The Ghouls. Fucking pumped. But, let's keep this music playing. And I want to hear some of the Dwarves. But what fucking... Lots of times when I play the Dwarves, I just play them twice. Because they have two different sounds, and half their songs are like 40 seconds. So this will probably be two from the Dwarves. Up first, we got Sluts of the USA.
We are the Sluts of the USA. We are the Sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a diehard punk tart. Never quit. So smart, pop tart. Got him shitting like a girl, bite, hold tight. Take a number, go get Amprax off crack. Like a plumber down a drain, pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen daydream. Shame the action, and it's too late, can't wait for the last goodbye. Get on your bikes and take a ride. We got Jesus on our side, and we'll never live to see it when we die. And we can fuck and we can talk and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We are the Sluts.
All right, that was the Dwarves right there. Now, last night I was on the Low Road, a FM radio show out of Eugene, Oregon. It's 97.3. But yeah, the Dwarves came up on that. I think that I was a little fucked up on there. I'm not gonna lie. But so was the host, apparently. And but yeah, I think the Dwarves were like they were interviewing them on the phone right before us. And yeah, so I decided to get them on, and I was gonna plug that radio show real quick. But I mean, unless you're in Oregon, I don't know how you will hear it otherwise. But if you're in Oregon, go check them out on 97.3. They had a nice little, I think we had like a 58-minute conversation, but it'll be all cut up and edited and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I hope we didn't get in any trouble, but I don't know. We'll see. I think I'm going to hear it one way or another. I think they said they're going to send it to me. We'll see how it comes out. But I said I wanted to hear two from the Dwarves, and I was figuring I'd play one off Blood, Guts, and Pussy, but I changed my mind. I'm going to play one off the following album, The Dwarves Are Young and Good Looking. Here is Pimp.
The world's a wonder, long dick bookbender, all night grinder, wound finder, sheet shaker, baby maker, and money taker.
Don't wanna be your teacher, don't wanna be your preacher, don't wanna be your keeper, I wanna be your pimp. Don't wanna be your lover, don't wanna be your brother, don't wanna be your mother, I wanna be your pimp. Oh, well, I met you at the Greyhound bus, in a world of passion and lust. Met you at the Greyhound, at the Greyhound bus. Don't wanna be your pastor, I wanna be your master. I'm just a fucking bastard. I wanna be your pimp, I wanna be your pimp. I wanna be your pimp, I wanna be your pimp. I wanna be your pimp.
The Dwarves right there on Pogo Motherfucking City Radio. And once again, that show I was talking about is The Low Road. It's on KEPW 97.3 fucking Eugene, Oregon. So give it up for them. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So this is show 397. Good goddamn. 397. Is my math off? Son of a bitch. I'm going to have to check that. I was thinking this one would be 398. I don't fucking know, though. I don't know. Regardless, we're coming up on 400. Will we do something special? We'll see. I have a feeling, like, the big show will be, like, show 399. I feel like everyone's going to be here for the 399th show. And I feel like if this one is 398, No, this one's 397. Fuck numbers. How about that? How about we give a big... We actually talked about numbers on that show last night. And me trying to do drunken math and listening to the playback and being like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, we need to keep math out of Pogo City Radio. I'm actually pretty good at math. God damn, you should see me spell. But here is the Anti-Nowhere League. And what should I fucking play, though? What should I play? Andrew not prepared at all. In the slightest. I don't know. I feel like playing Long Live Punk, I think. I think I'm going to play Long Live Punk. Here's Long Live Punk.
Well, a pistol said there was no future. 1976, punk rock was born. And if we give them some fucking bollocks? Well, the muse on set is just a fan. The patronizing bastards got it wrong. Musicians are so fucking boring. While we hit the streets with half a leather.
fucking levels a little spooky. They're a little spooky because we were fucking, me and Tim were up here running through the set list. But yeah, so fucking, I actually have Tim's bass, and I made, and he's got a Rickenbacker, so you know, very, very nice and expensive and Lemmy. And fucking, so I decided to make a video on Facebook, and I said that I found this bass in the alley behind my house. And I was playing Motorhead on it, and I said it was pretty good. I might let Tim play it with his set in Blanks this weekend. plenty of people actually thought I was serious. They were like, did you really find that? Like, really? You think I found this behind my house? But yes. So, we were up here practicing for this We Are the Punks thing. And I got everything all screwed up. All the levels are all jumbled. And when we started the live show, my computer just like completely took a shit right as we got started. I don't know why, but I got it all ready. But I did check that live feed because I hear sometimes I don't check the live feed. I totally do. I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on. Sometimes it doesn't fucking work, but I did see that they wanted to hear Muggsy, at least Pig Iron by The League, which was legit the other song I was flirting with playing. So here it is, up next, The League.
I have no fear, the new age is here.
That was the Anti-Nowhere League on Pogo City Radio. Now, that is one band who I would love to see again. I was lucky enough to catch them once, and they were amazing. The show was great, with Blank 77, of course, at Croc Rock. That shit was amazing. They did a great set. That night was crazy, too. But, yeah. But bands who are playing this weekend, the one that I'm really looking forward to, of course, is the Lower Class Brats. And I'm saying, I think collectively, the Pogo crew as a whole, I think we all really want to see the Lower Class Brats. And I've seen them a bunch of times, but Jess and Sean haven't. And I know they're going to be pumped. They're going to be pumped. So we're going to get to them up next. They're playing Saturday, just after Blanks. And we're going to get to LCB next. This is them covering Slaughter. Here's Situations.
I
Are the punks. I feel like we should be playing Blank 77. We are the punks. We are playing Blank 77. We are the punks. I wonder how that happened. Yes, yes, yes. Let's keep the tracks rolling. Here's the Potato Pirates. Fuck the radio. Except Pogo City Radio, of course.
Fuck those assholes too, right?
Okay, well, I don't care if the radio's free. All these songs are stupid to me.
Gonna stop for me and it never will.
All right. The Potato Pirates coming out of Denver right there. I don't know. There's that big festival going on in Denver now, though. What, I don't even remember what the fuck it's called. You know what it is. I think it's the new Fuck You, We Rule, but it's called something else. Punks United? Is that what it's called? Or We Are the Punks? No, we're doing We Are the Punks. I'm going to go with Punks Unite or some variation of that. Yes. So you guys got to look out for that. But I'm going to keep the music playing because I don't know what the fuck
Reefers
is going on. Here is the Wretched Ones drinking beer and rock and roll. That's what the fuck we going to be doing this weekend. It's what we do every weekend. It's what we do every day.
Woke up, got in a my car, rolled down the road, it wasn't very far. Traffic's light on the way in. I crack one open and a trip begins. Drove a little further, had to park the car. Grab some pizza, now I'm at the bar. You can say I'm crazy, you can say I'm old. Just drink a beer, rock and roll. Drink a beer, rock and roll.
I like
drink a beer, rock and roll. This band's really rocking, I'm having lots of fun. I drank five beers, this one's almost gone. The bar's getting packed, now the gang's all here. What the hell, I'm buying another beer. The second band's on now, they're alright. The band I wanna see is on at midnight.
More like drinking vodka and rock and roll, but you get my point. All right, we're just going to keep the tracks rolling. Here's Chris Spedding, Pogo Dancing.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance, to get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo Dancing. She's up there still. Pogo dancing. Plain to see she's having fun. Pogo dancing. And she ain't the only one. What's it doing? Pogo dancing. Down. Pogo dancing.
prosthetic pogo dancing, kicking it old school. All right, I think we're going to head back to the States with this one. Oh, fuck, man, I got so much bleed through. I'm going to head back to the States with this one. And, you know, fucking Social Distortion. You know, it's like, I used to, well, I'd be like real depressed teenager. I was liking Social Distortion. But regardless, one album, really, one track especially, is pretty fucking kick-ass. And that's what we're playing next. Here's Mommy's Little Monster. Social D. And in the little live feed, just weren't you arrested wearing a Social Distortion shirt? I may or may not have been in the papers being arrested in a Social Distortion shirt. Yes, that was more embarrassing than I had my tongue out too. Yes, I did. That picture, man, that picture, anybody, that shit haunts me. The worst part is the Social Distortion, let alone the charges and the tongue out, which is great, though. The tongue out was great. Go fuck yourself. Right? I mean, come on. I'm sorry. I gotta take it. I'm sorry. Right. Like, I'd see people, I had been in trouble before, to say the least. I don't get in trouble anymore, but I used to. And fucking, you'd see people in the paper, and, like, you'd hear people, like, talking about them, like, oh, look at this bitch. And they're, like, crying and getting, like, pulled away, like, oh, God, no. And fucking, they're, like, the cops are, like, talking shits to me, right? They're literally taking off my boots while the picture's taken, and they're searching up my Doc Martens with a flashlight, the one guy is, and the other guy's, like, handcuffing me. And there's this dude standing, like, 3 feet away from me, like, taking 9 million pictures of me, like a reporter guy. So for, like, 2 seconds, I just stuck my tongue out real big and was like, ah, front page, front page, front page in a Social Distortion shirt. We're going to play some Sniper 66, and they are playing this Sunday, and I was going to play them, and LCJ suggested them. It was like, damn, girl, great minds think alike. I wonder why Jess is thinking like me then, you know? But here's Make It Mine, Sniper 66. Right, that was Sniper 66. They're playing Sunday at We Are the Punks 3. Now playing Friday. I really hope we don't miss these guys, because they have they've released the set times. If you guys go to the We Are the Punks Facebook or whatever the fuck it is, you guys can see it. If you click the link in the about section of the podcast, all that stuff, you know, click them things. Fucking what the fuck was I saying? Oh, they put out the set times, and the Pogo crew, we leave Philadelphia 3:31. We're supposed to land at 6:30, but we can land as late as 7, you know what I'm saying? And the show, doors open at 6, first band at 6:30. I believe Wrecked goes on at fucking, I think they go on at 7:30. They either go on 7:30 or 8. If they go on at 8, I think we'll definitely make them. If they go on at 7:30, we're going to have to hustle So hopefully we don't miss them. Here they are up next with Punk Will Survive. All right, that was Wrecked. Let's get to another We Are the Punks 3 band. Here are the Ruffians with Spirit of 77. Ruffians right there. The Ruffians. I'm just going to keep playing a bunch of these We Are the Punks bands. I got to get ready, though. Only got so much time because, fucking, I'm not going to lie. Fucking, I got to play Tim's bass, and that shit is sweet as hell. But playing a Rick is definitely different from playing everything else. It's got that that pick guard on it, basically. Now, to begin with, when I play, I like to keep it, like, real punchy. It's not even that. It's just the way I play. Like, it's just, I like to beat the shit out of it, and I like to be real quick and play with both sides of the pick, you know what I mean? So I strum real low on the neck, and the string's, like, tighter down there. But you gotta, like, strum above, pick above the pick guard, and the string has, like, way more action, way more play. It's a lot more wobbly, but it's got that really cool sound, you know what I mean? but it's it throws off my timing a little bit and muds it up a little, but it sounds awesome. And then you kind of gotta like rest your hand on the pick guard. But regardless, like, my hand's in a different position, so I'm kind of like, I'm using different muscles than I'm used to, so it's fucking killing my right arm, like the hand that I have the pick in, because like my hand's in a different position. I'm trying to play like really fast, especially like, we got metal song, and that's not like even one of my favorite songs, and it's not like complicated to play, but the speed that I try to play it at is fucking, it kills my fucking arm to begin with, and up here, man, using like a different muscles and shit really, really breaks it. So we only have time for a few more. We're gonna be on here, you know, we got like another 15 minutes. Don't worry, don't kill yourself yet. Wait till the end of the show. It'll be worth it. You'll hear Pogo, and you'll want to live more. We're gonna play The Despised. That's what we're gonna play. I was like, this is a song I'm ripping off. Despised, Mina. I was like, I know I'm ripping off a song with what I'm trying to say. Famada, fuck you. Give me 1 second, everyone. I had something else lined up. I gotta find the Despised NJ. That's why. Gotta do the fucking NJ. All right, so Despised NJ. Here's Mina. Even though I shut up, Andrew. God help us.
Mina was alone in her teen years. Her days and nights were filled with tears.
Aye, 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 aye.
Better off for lunch, she never got any calls. She started thinking about ending it all.
Aye, 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 aye.
Mina took a walk in a record store. Saw a tent she never seen before.
That was the Despised NJ right there. I don't know what the fuck it is, but Justin keeps hitting me up while I'm on Pogo. I'm not going to put him on this time. But he keeps hitting me up while I'm on Pogo. And he called me to say he wants to make sure he sees me because he knows I'm flying and I might die. His direct quote was, "You're flying and you might die," was his direct quote. But we're going to get to a band who will be at this event that I'm flying to and hopefully not dying. If anything, hopefully we'll be on the way back, not on the way there. Here's Moose Knuckle Trash, but even better yet, Not at All.
You can buy it!
All right, that was Moose Knuckle right there with Trash. They're playing. Are they playing? Am I wrong? Is Moose Knuckle playing? Did I just make that up? I thought they were playing. Shit. I feel like they were playing and then they backed out. Maybe Moose Knuckle isn't playing now that I think about it. I'm stoned on my cell phone and live on Pogo City Radio. I don't know. One band that's playing for sure is the Erections. Here they are with Noise for the Boys. City Radio. Now we got just a couple minutes left. I wanted to play Canadian punks. Some Canadian punks. Where the fuck did they go there? Fucking, I'm looking for Dirty Work. There we are, Dirty Work. Now we are going to probably leave you with this one. We are headed to West Palm Beach. I am fucking pumped. I am fucking psyched. I get to play. We get to go. We're going to party. It would be awesome if I wasn't playing and I get to play. It's going to be fucking amazing. And definitely going to be trying to get some interviews and shit like that. Maybe we'll splice them in. Well, we would definitely do that. I'm not just going to like talk to people and not splice them in. So maybe we'll talk to them. If we talk to them, we'll definitely splice it in. And I don't know, 400 coming. I don't know, maybe it'll come and it'll go. Every day's a party here, so what's the fucking difference, right? Every day's a party at Pogo City, damn straight. Okay, but a big party this weekend in West Palm Beach, bitches. We're getting out of here. Remember, go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio at Pogo City Radio on Instagram, pogocity.stream, bitches, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. That's where you can find other episodes. But I feel like you already know that. Go fuck yourself. Here's Dirty Work with Hogtown Hooligan. Dirty Work right there. Dirty Work. Now, I know they say to always leave with them wanting more. Always leave them wanting more. You know what I mean? But I just like to hear them cheer. I just like to hear them cheer. So I gives them what they want. And the live listeners apparently want to hear some unwanted noise. They're playing this weekend. So come see them too. Getting out of here for reals this time. I gotta reteach myself how to fucking play bass. Here's Unwanted Noise. Thanks for listening.
Sure, 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 sure. Party's over.